of a Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Hashofich Mayim b'Shusha Rabim. If a person pours water into Shusha Rabim, v'huzuk behen acher, and somebody else got injured, Chayiv b'Nizko. He's responsible for the damage that he caused. Now the Gemara says that this is Poshet. We already taught us this in the previous Mishnah, that a person is responsible for his items in Rishus HaRabim. So the Rav says, the Chiddush here is even though he has permission here to pour water into Rishus HaRabim, let's say it's the winter season, the rainy season. Nevertheless, even though you have Rishus, you're still responsible and you have to be careful for the items that are placed or poured into Rishus HaRabim as well, even if you do have Rishus to put it there. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. Hamatznia es hakotz v'esas chuches, if a person hides a needle or glass someplace in Rishus HaRabim where somebody can get injured from it, v'agoder es gidro v'kotzim, or if a person makes his fence with thorns, I guess like barbed wire or something like that, and they stick out into Rishus HaRabim, but not a fence that doesn't stick out, because the Rav says that if it would have been samuch, it's not the derech of people to go and rub up against the wall. Therefore, the wall that has the thorns or the barbed wire has kedafka be where you actually put it, where it was right next to Rishus HaRabim. And also, the goder shenofel Rishus HaRabim, an offense that actually fell into Rishus HaRabim, v'huska v'hen acherim, and people get damaged in all of these cases, chayiv b'nizka. The owner of these items, or these things, is chayiv for the damage that they caused. Now, if the wall just fell down in the last case, what is he supposed to do? So you have to say that there was enough time, it fell down, and then Muki Yosef explains that he wasn't mafkirit, and he wanted to be machzikit after it fell. In other words, he wanted to keep it. And he should have, therefore, moved it away, that people shouldn't get hurt. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would be moda, miskavin, like we said in the previous Mishnayos, if you are not mafkirit, then you're also responsible, and that should be the case over here as well.